So, Hare Krishna, Haribo, please, my dear devotees, let us come together. My dear devotees, we want to conclude the day, another eventful day, full with divine teachings, inspirations, and maybe most important, Giriraj's presence in our life. Around this time, Lord Krishna goes through the village of Vrindavan towards the Goshala. Actually, it is a little dark like here, and before all the houses of the Brijbasis, you will see small lamps like this also. The paths in Vrindavan are very, very nice for Krishna's touch because they are made of cow dung and dust together. Very soft, in other words. Krishna goes through the village of Vrindavan and he comes close to the Goshala of Nanda Maharaj. And as he comes close, the cows smell the wonderful fragrance of his beautiful body and they start to moo enthusiastically to greet him. So it sounds like the ulu 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 ulu, which the ladies do, an auspicious sound. Yeah, Krishna goes and smiles. And then he goes to milk the cows. As he milks the cows, he squats down and his turban comes against the belly of the cow and changes the position. And this looks very beautiful because at that time everyone looks at Krishna and sees how from under his turban his black locks of hair fall on his shoulders. It looks as if a swarm of black bees is suddenly released. And then Krishna takes the first udder of the cow and he gives three squirts of milk on the earth to worship Mother Bhumi. And then takes a golden milking bucket between his shanks, between his legs, and as the milk rushes into the or floods into the golden bucket, it makes shana 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 this sound. But some milk drops sprinkle on his dhoti, and they wetten his dhoti, and then through his yellow dhoti, his beautiful black thighs shine very attractively. The beautiful gopis see this and they faint. Oh, Sakhi, look at Krishna. And then they look and then boom, they fall, seeing the beauty. So anyways, it's a very nice time in Vrindavan. Krishna milking the cows and afterwards going to eat a little and then he goes to the entertainment in the palace. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama. Hari Rama. Louder, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Krishna.
Remember yesterday's Surabhi Kund, where Surabhi approached Krishna. Hey Krishna, yes Surabhi, what do you wish? Indra was supposed to protect us, but instead he attacked us. He is no longer our protector. Then who is your protector? You are our protector. And from that time onwards, Krishna, who had been called Krishna, Kanaya, Mukunda, Madhusudan, he got a new name. Do you remember the new name? Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava, Dina Daya. Wretched, who are fallen, and Dayal means he who is merciful. Krishna's name is he who is merciful to the very fallen people. Oh, Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal.
Yeah.
My dear devotees, Hare Krishna, we will end a little early today as to give you sufficient time. I would call it preparation time for tomorrow when we will start our japa sacrifice, our japa chanting. Now, 64 rounds is nothing. It's the minimum for those in Mahaprabhu's movement, but you will see it is very, very easy, very joyful, and in the association of so many devotees, very doable. See you all tomorrow at Terkanamba. Thank you so much. It's good to form like a Harinam Sangha with all of you. Hare Krishna, Hari Hari Bo.